Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present The Kingdom by Fuminori Nakamura, narrated by Lucy Kondo.
Chapter 1. When did I realize I would never get what I wanted most? Maybe I was in my 20s, or maybe I was a child just old enough to make sense of the world. Back when I did nothing but glare at everyone around me, what I wanted most was far away. It was not something tangible. It made my skin burn. It ignored all the rules. It went beyond morals and reason. It was something that could overturn the foundations of everything I thought my life would become. I wonder if I still want it. What would I do if I got it? The man in front of me, bathed in blue light, was looking at me. I smiled and watched the passion build in his eyes. He glanced at my chest, then returned his gaze to my face. He acted relaxed as he closed in on me one step at a time. "Can't believe it. I'd never have thought you were a prostitute." "Properly speaking, I am not a prostitute, but I smiled anyway." The man slid his fingers between mine. "I don't tell anyone I don't like," I said. "It's wonderful. Much better than watching TV." I pressed my body against his and kissed his neck. I held his hand gently and brought it up to my chest. He touched my chest reluctantly. Though I didn't feel anything special, I began to mix heavy breathing into my speech. "You can forget it all. Do what you want to me. Whatever you want." His temperature rose. Humans do not always make rational decisions. When our senses are shaken, we become defenseless. I felt the hand on my breast growing bolder. I stroked the man's lips with my finger and put a pill in his mouth. "What's this?" "It's kind of like a mild Viagra. You can get it at any pharmacy, but it's pretty good." I stretched my legs from my short skirt and forced them between his. I kissed his neck, wrapped my arms around him, and whispered, "Let's do it. Let's do it." With my lips pressed against his neck, I felt him swallow the pill. He pushed me violently onto the bed. He was completely engrossed in me. I held his body against my chest. The feeling that I was in control of him got me hot. There was no sign of his turning back. I pretended to fool around, avoided his kisses, and wrapped my arms around his neck. I gently petted the man's head. His face was buried in my chest. I continued stroking his head until he stopped moving. I watched the man with detachment as his hands began to slow. Strangely, looking into those half-closed eyes, I got hot again at my own act of treachery. The heat traveled through my body, raising my pulse and causing sounds of joy to gurgle up from deep inside me. I slowly brought my mouth to his ear. "Don't worry, it's not poison." There was something evil in the glow of the room's blue lights. I felt the weight of the man on top of me. He could no longer move. His eyes were closed. I stared long into his face. I realized that I wanted him. I wanted the passion he had until a moment ago. I wanted his shoulders, which were quite muscular for his age, and his naturally tan face. I got out from under his body, sat in a chair, and lit a cigarette. I had to wait like this until he fell into a deep sleep. It was raining outside. The quiet rising up from the man's body joined the sound of the rain. I carefully removed the man's light blue shirt and then slowly pulled his white tank top off over his head. His tan chest was broad, like I thought it would be. I took off my blouse, so I had on only a bra, and put on sunglasses. I lay in bed next to the topless man, put his arm under my head, and took several pictures of us head-on. I also recorded a video. Last time, when my victim was a politician, I understood why I'd been hired. Why anyone needed these kinds of pictures of a TV anchor, I didn't know. I expected he thought I was just a normal person drinking in that bar. He probably hadn't thought I'd been watching him the whole time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?